Missionary Baptist Church of Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust you will enjoy today's broadcast. Hello, good morning. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made. We ought to rejoice and be glad in it. This is Pastor Gregory Tennant, pastor of the Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church and the founder of New Life Ministry. I want to thank you for everything that you're doing, for tuning into this broadcast. And I want to ask of you also that you will support this ministry financially. This ministry, all of the finances that may be sold into this ministry will be used properly, and nothing will be used illegitimately. I want to thank you also for being so kind to just spend your time to allow me to come into your homes, allow me to come into your vehicles, and you just staying tuned in to this day. Early this morning, I started out this morning and I was just mixed up and kind of messed up. Have you ever lost the keys to your vehicle? I lost the keys to my vehicle, and I just have to share this with you because I believe it has a lot to do with the message that I have to bring for you today. So, and I was looking everywhere for my keys. I just couldn't find my keys, and I looked. 20 minutes had passed. 30 minutes had passed. Still couldn't find my keys, and I just kept looking. I must have looked through everything. I think I was roamed more than a rat roams, but I just couldn't find them. But then I got on the phone because I had to be at the radio station at a certain time to do this broadcast, and I called the announcer, the renowned Wade Hampton. And I told him, I said, I can't find my keys, Wade, and I just can't find my keys. And he said, Reb, calm down, because I see you're hyped up. Calm down. He said, you know what I do when I lose my keys or I lose something? I said, no, what? Because I really was frustrated. He said, I just tell the Lord to find them for me. And so I went back, and I just started trying to find them myself. He hadn't already gave me the key to the solution. And then my wife came right along, and she said, Greg, calm down, because I see you're going the wrong direction. Calm down. He said, just ask God to find the keys for you. The same thing Wade had told me, she came and made a confirmation with him and told me. And then I went back. She said, the little black bag that you always carry around. She said, you sure your keys not in the black bag? I said, well, no, they're not in the black bag. And thank God I wasn't being stubborn. I went and looked for the black bag. The black bag was down on the floorboard of my van. Then right behind, you ain't heard me, right behind the black bag were my keys. See, God wanted me to know that I'm not in charge. He's in charge. And I want you to know today that you got to know that, hey, even in the midst of when we think we're in charge, God's going to show us just who's in charge. And I just want to talk for a few minutes on just who's in charge. Look at here. Many of us in life, we come to find and we try to find out, we try to elaborate and think that we are in charge of certain things. But I want you to know, my brothers and sisters, we really are not in charge. Public officials, governmental officials, because they oversee certain areas and because God allowed them, and listen at me good, allowed them to manage certain things, they really think that they are in charge. The mayor, whom I respect, even though he oversees the city of Alexandria, he's not really in charge. The city council who meets and they try to run the city and oversee the city as well. A lot of them think that they're really in charge. But my brothers and sisters, I want you to know they really aren't in charge. And you know, we have those who are running for public office, politicians, and they really think that the position that they are going after places them in charge. They go to the tactics of cutting each other down and trying to damage each other's character and all sorts of things to dirty to try to get a position just because they really think that they're in charge. But how many of you know that when you play dirty politics, when you do dirty things, you got to do the same dirt in order to keep what you're going after? But look, God wants all of them to know. He wants the politicians who's running for office. He wants the government. He wants all of them to know you ain't in charge. You know why? Look, the 24th book of Psalms, it says, the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. You ain't hear what I said. I'm going to say it again. The 24th book of Psalms say the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. So it simply tells me that, look, only person's in charge is the one who created it all. You ought to shout right there. And his name is Jehovah Jireh, my provider. His name is God. His name is the lily of the valley. His name is God, Jesus. He's in charge. And until we come to realize who's in charge, we're going to still fumble and stumble along the way. But my brothers and sisters, isn't it good to know that we serve a God that's in charge, that when we fall down, he'll pick us up. When we stumble, he'll straighten up. And look, he orders our steps. And look, let me show you one other scripture. John 3:16, it says what? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have what? Everlasting life. You got to know, my brothers and sisters, that anybody that can give life, anybody that can take life, you got to know he is in charge. Because let me tell you something, the giver of life controls everything. He is in charge. God only allows us to manage our households, manage the church, manage the government, because look, the government, God instituted government. And so he allows us as officials to manage the government. He allows the district attorney to manage the courts. He allows the judge to manage the courthouse. He allows us to be managers for him. We are not owners. We are not in charge. We are managers, and we're supposed to be managers for the law. You ain't heard what I said. I may not have a friend in the world, but let me just tell you something. We got to stop all this foolishness that we're doing because life is too short. Life is too short. I like it when it says that trouble don't last always. But for some folk, trouble just seems to just follow them everywhere they're going. It's simply because you choose to be in trouble. You ain't heard me. God wants to take care of us. God wants to enlarge our territory. God said that he'll look beyond our faults to see our need. God said he'll make your enemy your footstool. Look, watch out, you politicians or whoever you may be, when you put your hands on God's people. Because when you put your hands on God's people, you got to watch out. The wrath of God can come down on you. God wants to help us. He wants to deliver us. He wants us to prosper. He wants us, you know, I like it when it say, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Isn't it good to know that? We are not in charge. We are merely overseers and managers for God. God allows us to do the things in life we do. And God gives us a choice to be good managers, good stewards, or bad stewards. We have an election that's coming up, and it's coming up, and all you're seeing is dirt. All you're seeing is people trying to bring down other folks' character and demeanor. But let me just enlighten your heart. Let me just let you know, God will allow you just for a little while, and when he get tired, And he comes down on you, it ain't going to be easy. God wants us to love one another. God wants us to know just who's in charge. And my brothers and sisters, you got to know that the God we serve, He's able to do everything but fail. God we serve, he's able to supply all of our needs. The God we serve, he can make our enemy our footstool. The God we serve, let me just encourage you to know that can't nobody do you like Jesus, and can't nobody do you like the Lord. Look to the hills which cometh this help, and know that it comes from the Lord. God showed me early this morning in the midst of my tears that, look, you may think you run things, you may think you in charge, but look, I had to find your keys for you. Help me, somebody. You ain't heard me. And then God sent other folk to put a little whisper in your ear to let you know, hey, you ain't it all, you ain't all that, boo. Look, talk to God. You see, you can't handle it. You see, you can't find your keys. You see, you can't find your way. Talk to God. God knows where everything is. God has never misplaced anything. You ain't heard what I said. God don't misplace things. And God have not misplaced you. You think that what the dirt you doing is in the dark, but what you do, it will soon shine. You ain't heard me. I remember, and I'm closing. When I got angry because somebody put something out there and they called me Stephen off of Django. And it kind of disturbed me there. It kind of really made me mad. It kind of really made me want to go off the chain. But I want you to know, I'm nobody's house man. I'm nobody's Stephen. I am God's servant. And you got to be careful when you talk about the man of God. Because look here, I want you to know that God is the only one that can chastise his children. Look, I want to also pray for those who persecute me and despitefully misuse me in the wrong way. God, I want God to enhance that territory. God, to forgive them for whatever wrongness that they may do. God bless you and God keep you is my prayer. Because a friend you have in me, a friend you have in Jesus, you have. So I mean, thank you. I want to thank you in a very special way for tuning in. Look, let's pray. Father God, we thank you, Lord. We ask you, Lord, for strength. We ask you, Lord, that even in the midst of turmoil, even in the midst of corruption, that you're a God that will prevail. You're a God, look beyond our fault to see our needs. We thank you, Lord. Bless all of the politicians. Bless this race, this of the United States, President of the United States, the city marshal, the sheriff, the district attorney. Bless all of those offices, Lord, because you instituted them. We thank you, Lord. We praise you. We lift you up. Remember, this truly is the day that the Lord has made. We are a ministry that equipped the saints, evangelized the Lord, and then we are exercised as one church. The fourth generation of the Holy Spirit. Note this, you're not in charge.
I will do anything, whatever it takes.
You've just heard New Life Ministries of Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church of Alexandria, 4800 Smith Avenue. Your love, gifts, and offerings are greatly appreciated. You can send all donations to 150 Browns Lane, Pineville, Louisiana, 71360. At Second Nazarene, we equip the saints, evangelize the sinner, and enhancing this society as one church ministering hope to four generations through the power of the Holy Spirit. We'll see you next time. Thank you, and may God bless you.
Thank you for joining us on the radio. My name is Pastor Grady Blackwell, First St. Mark Baptist Church. We're a church that's seeking the lost and lifting the found. So I just want you to know that I'm glad that you are here. Tell everybody that Grady Blackwell and the First St. Mark Baptist Church is on staff. Hello, everybody. This is Reverend Grady Blackwell, pastor of First St. Mark Baptist Church. I'm so glad that you tuned in to this radio station. Now, will you call everybody and tell them that Pastor Grady Blackwell is on the air? Thank you for turning your radio on. Thank you for listening at this station. Thank you for hearing what First St. Mark Baptist Church, where they let me serve as pastor. Thank you for listening to us. Right now, I just want to tell you that we're just so glad that we're able to talk to you on the air. I just pray, God, that this radio station, KAYT 88.1, is on the air and that they always will be blessed to help spread the gospel of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Right now, we just want to tell you that First St. Mark is a community church. It's located 1624 Reed Avenue in Alexander, Louisiana. We thank God for the church and the community in which it serves. I always say, and I mean it from my heart, that First St. Mark feel like they pastor the community because so many people have been blessed by some of the things that God will allow us to do. And we just say, if we can bless the community in any way, we're right there to do it. Let me tell you some of the programs that we have or some of the worship service that we have for First St. Mark Baptist Church and the community involved. What we have church service every Sunday. I just want y'all to know, too, that our church are open in full. Everybody that been hanging back and say, I want to wait till this coronavirus, this pandemic is over with. We want you to know that our church is wide open and just come on, bring somebody with you. We love business. So what we want you to come on back to the church. On Sunday, naturally, we have a Sunday school. Some of the people who have visited us say that we have one of the best Sunday schools in Rapides Parish. And I hope they're true when they say that, but we certainly try to. Another thing that we want you to know that after Sunday school, we have regular worship service, and that's every Sunday. Our regular Sunday school start at 10 o'clock. Regular worship service start at 11 o'clock. Our communion Sunday is always the fourth Sunday at 11 o'clock. So we invite you to come and worship with us any Sunday that the Holy Spirit allow you to come this way. And again, I'll say we love visitors. On Monday, we celebrate sobriety through CA program from 6 to 7. On Wednesday, we call it midweek service. Certainly we have a Bible study, we call it, where we go in the Bible. We're in the book of John right now. John, probably the third chapter. So we just talk about John. We're going to go through the whole book of John. We're on Wednesday night, and we have some excellent teachers coming in and teach on Wednesday night. We call it Bible study. We call it midweek service. But I know one thing. When you get through with our service, you know something about the Lord. You know more about the Lord than you would otherwise. Our Bible study lasts 1 hour. You know, sometimes you go to a Bible study and somebody says, man, it was so good. We went 3 hours. We don't do that. We go in at 6:30 in the evening, and it lasts 1 hour. At 7:30, we'll finish, and we always have something to eat after the Bible study, some kind of snack, a sandwich and potato chips. Sometimes we have beef stew. Sometimes we have soup, but we have something every Wednesday. We want you to come out and visit us on the midweek service that happens every Wednesday from 6:30 until 7:30. If you need a ride, all you have to do is call 318-589-8129, and you can call that, and the church will come pick you up. So we just want you to know that we want you to come with us at our midweek service. If you need a ride, call that number. On Thursday morning, and we've been doing this for 8 years, we have what we call a free community breakfast, a free community breakfast. It starts around 7 and it goes up until 8:30, or until we run out of food. But we're not cheap on that. You get some good grits, eggs, bacon, a sausage. But we have that every Thursday morning, and we've been doing it for about 8 years. And we invite you again to come out. We also pray for our city. We pray for our community. And certainly, we pray for our churches in Rapides Parish. So it's a lot of things that we do and we try to do by the help of the good Lord, and he is just blessing us. So we just try to bless people in the community that comes in. Bless them with praying for them. Bless them with visiting their people who are sick. Whether you're a member of First St. Mark or not, if we can do something, we want to be able to do it, and we want you to know that. To our members, I hope that some of them are listening. To our members who kind of been shut in because of this pandemic and because of this coronavirus, we want you to know that you can come back to church. We still wearing the mask. We still practicing the social distance. We still, testing for, high fever or whatever it might be. But we want you to come on back, and we start our worship. We're in phase 3 now. That don't mean that we're completely safe. We still wear masks. We still looking to God to protect us from hurt, harm, and danger. And I know he will. But we just want you to know that your church is open and we're having regular service. As a matter of fact, this Sunday coming up is Communion Sunday. Tomorrow, after you hear this message, it will be communion. So come break bread and drink the wine with us. We call that communion, where we serve God in a special way. And we just thank you all for what you're doing. I got something I want to tell you. We said this on last week, but we are looking for a church van because we need a van so we can transport our people to church. Right now, some of us are using our own vehicle to pick up people and bring them to church. We don't mind, but it's not a good way of doing it. It's hard on your vehicle, and we want our church to be known with the van with the name on it. So we got a fundraiser for a van, and we just praying for a van. We got fundraisers going. We ask you out in radio land, if you know somebody that got a 12 or 15 passenger van, if you would call and let us know, First St. Mark Baptist Church, know we don't mind buying a van. Again, I'll say it, and I'll say it with all honesty, if somebody got a van that they want to give away, naturally, we'll take it, and we just know that somebody would be blessed by blessing others. And we don't know how we're going to get a van, but we know we're going to get one because we went to God in prayer. And we're going to get one for a van. Went to God and just know that we're going to get one. But we got a fundraiser for a van, and it starts on October the 7th. That's the first Wednesday in October. And what we do is we just kind of selling lunches, $6.50 a plate, and we have something different every Wednesday. We're going to do this probably till the end of the year until we get a van, and we may even go longer than that, but we definitely got a fundraiser for a van, and we're ready to get a van right now. So call us if you know somebody got a van that want to sell a van, 12 or 15 passenger van. Call 318-589-8129. That's about a van for First St. Mark Baptist Church. I'm not going to be surprised if somebody called and offered us a free van. I'm just not going to be surprised, because all I know is when we go to God in prayer, he answers prayer. And we don't know when he's going to answer or how he's going to answer. But I know and I believe in my heart that he's going to answer. So we're on the lookout for a van, but we want to tell you that we got a fundraiser every Wednesday. We have something different. Call us if you want to find out more about this. But we got some flyers going out right now, and I think one's going to wind up at your place pretty soon. It's a different thing every Wednesday. It's served from 11 to 2. So we want you to be on the lookout for that. And I want you, too, some of the churches and some of the people who know Christ and believe that Christ can do anything but fail, you join us in prayer as we pray to God for a van. We're also praying to God just to bless our church, and bless our members in a special way as they try to do what God wants them to do for the community. Let's, if we could just say a very short prayer. I don't know how much time I got, but that's okay. I got time to say a prayer. And it haven't got to be a long prayer. We can pray one of them prayers like Peter prayed when he was sinking in the water and he seen Jesus and he prayed a prayer. He just said, Lord, save me. And God heard that prayer and he saved Peter. So I just want to offer a short prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to talk to you for just a little while. You're so big and awesome. I can't understand it. You're so big and awesome that you love and hang out with a little person like me. We know that you got the whole world in your hand. People all over this world is doing this and doing this. Some people killing people. Some people are suffering from hunger. Some people are being brutalized. So everything is going on, but you have all that responsibility. I can't understand that how you know how many strands of hair I have on my head. Lord, we just thank you for loving us so much, caring for us so much. And Lord, as you look at us, if you see anything in any of us that's not like you, we say, move it, please. So we just thank you, Lord, for what you already done in our life. We thank you for what you're doing. And, Lord, we thank you for what you're going to do. Continue to bless our church in a special way. Continue to bless every member of our church, every person, every church that opened in your name. Bless them, Lord. I know we ask that you give the churches what they need. And if I can speak for any of the churches, I can speak for First St. Mark. We need you, Lord, and we can't get along without you. We need you, Lord, every once in a while to touch us with your powerful hand and tell us, hold on just a little while longer. Everything's going to be all right. Lord, we just pray for some of the children that's in school right now, and things are not like it used to be, and they're trying to adjust to a different way of going to school, virtual learning, and all that stuff. And Lord, we just ask that you would just bless them and make things right where they are wrong. Not only the school, Lord, in the nursing home. There's so many people in the nursing home that sometimes they are forgotten. It's kind of hard for preachers and mothers and daughters and sisters and brothers to visit their relatives. And Lord, we ask that you just bless the people in the nursing home. Let them know that they are not alone. Let them know that you'll be a company keeper in a lonely part of the world. We thank you for being there with them, Lord. We remember what you said, that you wouldn't leave us, nor would you forsake us. And Lord, we're just going to say thank you for answering prayers that we pray. We thank you for everything that you've done and what you're going to do and what you've already done. Bless us, keep us in your tender care, and we're going to keep on praising your holy name. We just thank you so much for listening at this station. We thank you for listening to our broadcast. First St. Mark Baptist Church is blessed just by you turning your radio on and listening to our at this hour. If you need us, call us. The number is already there. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you for listening to us on KYT FM. Look, we appreciate you listening to us. We want you to tell everybody. If you want to correspond with us, it's First St. Mark Baptist Church, Alexander, Louisiana, 1624 Reed Avenue in the old Army Quarter. So if you want to contact us, 318-589-8129. Call us. Let us know how you feel or what you'd like to hear on the air. from First St. Mark's Baptist Church.